Blog Talk Radio. Okay, is there sound now? Can you hear me now? Okay, all right. I was just told that there was no sound. And so I need to go back over. In the beginning, I had mentioned that we're having some beautiful showers here in Connecticut. And the trees and the plants are very happy. And it is not a privilege to know others. Know yourself. This is a real privilege. So I want to thank you. And I also had mentioned about as we look to reinvent and recreate what we are doing, some of the great book to look at is The Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money That the Poor and Middle Class Do Not. So now, I want to share here some points that the author has pointed out here. Is that he pointed out here that in his Rich Dad's financial statement, in his Educated Father's financial statement, the income and expenses equal, and the liability way out is way out of balance with his assets. And on the other hand, when he looks at his Rich Dad's financial statement, he realized the income surpassed his expenses and the assets way past the liability. In a review of my Rich Dad's financial statement is why the rich get richer. The asset column generates more than enough income to cover expenses, with the balance reinvested into the assets. The asset column continues to grow, and therefore the income it produces grows as well. Okay, so we are going to look at we're going to look at some reasons stated here for overcoming obstacles. Once people have studied and become financially literate, they may still face roadblocks to becoming financial independent. And as entrepreneurs, I know we can relate to that. There are five main reasons why financial literate people may still not develop abundant asset columns. Asset columns that could produce large sums of cash flow. Asset columns that could free them to live the life they dream of instead of working full-time just to pay bills. The five reasons are fear, cynicism, laziness, bad habits, arrogance. Reason one, overcoming the fear of losing money. I have never met anyone who really likes losing money. And in all my years, I have never met a rich person who has never lost money. But I have met a lot of poor people who have never lost a dime. Interesting statement. Investing, that is, the fear of losing money is real. Everyone has it. Even the rich. But it's not fear that is the problem. It's how you handle the fear. It's how you handle losing. It's how you handle failure that makes the difference in one's life. That goes for anything in life, not just money. The primary difference between a rich person and the poor person is how they handle that fear. It's okay to be fearful. It's okay to be a coward when it comes to money. You can still be rich. We are all heroes at some time and cowards at some time else. Something else. My friend's wife is an emergency room nurse. When she sees blood, she flies into action. When I mention investing, she runs away. When I see blood, I don't run. I pass out. My rich dad understood phobias about money. Some people are terrified of snakes. Some people are terrified of losing money. Some people are terrified of both phobia and losing money, he would say. So his solution to the phobia of losing money was this little rhythm. If you hate risk and worry, start early. That's why banks recommend savings as a habit when you're young. If you start young, it's easy to be rich. I won't go into it there, but there is a large difference between a person who starts saving at the age of 20 versus the age of 30. A staggering difference. It is said that one of the wonders of the world is the power of compound interest. The purchase of Manhattan Island is said to be one of the greatest bargains of all time. New York was purchased for $24 in trinkets and beads. Yes, if that $24 had been invested at 8% annually, that $24 would have been worth more than $28 trillion by 1995. Manhattan could be purchased with money left over to buy much more of LA, especially in 1995 real estate prices. My neighbor works for a major computer company. He has been there 25 years. In 5 more years, he will leave the company with $4 million in his 401k retirement plan. It is invested mostly in high growth mutual funds, which he will convert to bonds and government securities. He will only be 55 when he gets out. And he will have a passive cash flow of over $300,000 a year, more than he makes from his salary. So it can be done, even if you hate losing or hating risk. But you must start early and definitely set up a retirement plan. And you should hire a financial planner you trust to guide you before investing in anything. But what if you don't have much time left or would like to retire early? How do you handle the fear of losing money? My poor dad did nothing. He simply avoided the issue, refusing to discuss the subject. My rich dad, on the other hand, recommended that I think like a Texan. I like Texas and Texan, he used to say. In Texas, everything is bigger. When Texas win, they win big. When they lose, it's spectacular. They are losing, I ask. That's not what I'm saying. Nobody likes losing. Show me a happy loser, and I will show you a loser, said Rich Dad. It's a Texan's attitude towards risk, reward, and failure I'm talking about. It's how they handle life. They live it big. Not like most of the people around here, living like roaches when it comes to money. Roaches terrified that somebody will shine a light on them, whimpering when the grocery check shortchanges them a quarter. Rich Dad went on to explain that what I like best is the Texas attitude. They are proud when they win and they brag when they lose. Texans have a saying, if you are going to go broke, go big. You don't want to admit you went broke over a duplex. Most people around here are so afraid of losing, they don't have a duplex they go broke with. He constantly told Mike and me that the greatest reason for lack of financial success was because most people play it too safe. People are so afraid of losing that they lose, were his words. Fran Tarkoton, a one-time Grain NFL quarterback, says it still another way. Winning means being unafraid to lose. In my own life, I noticed that winning usually follows losing. Before I finally learned to ride a bike, I first fell down many times. I never met a golfer who has never lost a golf ball. I've never met people who have fallen in love who have never had their heart broken. I have never met someone rich who has never lost money. So far, most people, the reason they don't win financially is because the pain of losing money is far greater than the joy of being rich. Another saying is, Texas is everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. Most people dream of being rich, but are terrified of losing money, so they never get to heaven. Rich Dad used to tell Mike and me stories about his trips to Texas. If you really want to learn the attitude of how they handle risk, losing, and failure, go to Sant Antonio and visit Alamo. The Alamo is a great story. Brave people who choose to fight knowing there was no hope of success against overwhelming odds. They choose to die instead of surrendering. It's an inspiring story worth study. Nonetheless, it's still a tragedy, military defeat. They got their butts kicked, a failure, if you will. They lost. So how do Texans handle failure? They still shout, remember the Alamo. Mike and I heard this story a lot. He always told us this story when he was about to go into a big deal and he was nervous. After he had done all his due diligence and now it was put up or shut up, he told us this story. Every time he was afraid of making a mistake or losing money, he told us this story. He gave me strength, for it reminded him that he could always turn a financial loss into a financial gain. Rich Dad knew that failure would only make him stronger and smarter. It's not that he wanted to lose, but he just knew how he was and how he would take it, would take a loss. He would take a loss and make it a win. That's what made him a winner and others a loser. It gave him the courage to cross the line when others backed out. That's why I like Texans so much. They took a great failure and turned it into a tourist destination that makes them millions. But probably his words that mean the most to me today are these. Texans don't bury their failures. They get inspired by them. They take their failures and turn them into rally cries. Failure inspires Texans to become winners. But that formula is not just a formula for Texans. It's a formula for all winners. Just as I also said that falling off of my bike was part of learning to ride, I remember falling off only made me more determined to learn to ride, not less. I also said that I have never met a golfer who has never lost a ball. To be a top professional golfer, losing a ball or a tournament only inspires golfer to be better, to practice harder, study more. That's what makes them better. For winners, losing inspires them. For losers, losing defeats them. Quoting John D. Rockefeller, I always try to turn every disaster into an opportunity. And being Japanese American, I can say this. Most people say that Pearl Harbor was an American mistake. I say it was a Japanese mistake. From the movie Tora, 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 a somber Japanese admiral says to his Chinese subordinates, I am afraid we have awakened a sleeping giant. Remember Pearl Harbor. Become a rally cry. It turned out of America's greatest loss to the reason to win. This great defeat gave America strength, and America soon emerged as a world power. Failure inspires winners, and failure defeats losers. It is the biggest secret of winners. It's the secret that losers don't know. The greatest secret of winners is that failure inspires winning. Thus, they are not afraid of losing, repeating Fran Tarkenton's quote, winning means being unafraid to lose. Thank you.
superfastlinkbuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At superfastlinkbuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. Superfastlinkbuilding.com.
All right, I want to invite you to call in 646-915-8166. And let's talk about if you're an entrepreneur, have you ever felt like giving up? What are some of the reasons you are still in business? Have you been doing anything differently to attract customers and clients? So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And let me start to talk about myself. I have had many types of business. I'm going back from when I was in Jamaica. I had a boutique. I had a mini mart, which is like a deli. And I had a bakery. And especially when business gets slow, the first thing that people will tell you, or you might even think yourself, is that, why do I want to bother? Why am I in business? There are times when you can't even pay your bills and the bills are piling up and you're wondering, should I throw in the towel or should I continue to do this? For me personally, I have had many times when I felt like throwing in the towel and giving up. And although I've closed those other types of business, as you know, I'm still an entrepreneur. I'm still in business. However, it came a time when I had to surrender to find out, God, what is it you want me to do? You know, I look over my years as a Mary Kay consultant, then director, then senior director. I enjoyed that. It has helped me even to today. There are things I learned at the Mary Kay company that I still find beneficial. For those of you who look on the site today, you'll see two pictures in black and white. And those pictures are photos of me when I graduated nursing school in Jamaica, West Indies. And I post them there because there are things that I have learned in nursing school that is still beneficial to me today. And as I look over all of those experiences at different times, the one thing I can say is that I am glad I did not throw in the towel, because all of those things has helped me. I understand about investing in me and just building up my business and building up myself, and to make sure that I am still in tune with the newest trend. What are some of the reasons I am still in business? I love that. I am still in business because it gives me the flexibility in time to do what I want when I want, to participate in different events that I want to. If I want to go to 3 conferences a year, I can go without having to arrange whether or not I can get the time off and be told I cannot. I am still in business because the business that I'm in and the work that I do, I see it as a healing and a transforming type of work. So each time that I work with someone and it helps them to transform their life or to heal from some issue, it's a blessing to me. And of course, I'm in business because I have the responsibility to create the amount of money that I need. When I need a raise, I know what I need to do to get that raise. And I don't necessarily have to go into negotiate with the boss, or my raise or my advancement does not depend on my assessment. So I am in business because I get the opportunity to work with a diverse community and population of people. Those of you who know me know I am a people person, and I just enjoy every minute speaking with someone else. I'm still in business because I know that this is what God has called me to do, and I need to stay true to that which I am called for. What am I doing differently to attract clients and business? I am collaborating more. I am looking to partner. I'm looking for joint venture opportunity and opportunities that are win-win and opportunities that continues to add value to all those who are involved. I am creating more products and services, and that I find out that by diversifying what I offer, it will help to attract new clients to me. What else I am doing differently? Networking. Yes, I am spreading. I'm going out of my regular area to different communities and to learn about what people are doing, and so that we can collaborate with each other. I am looking to do more marketing so that I can become more visible in the public's eye, and to get my word out about my brand and that which I have to offer. Because a lot of times people, they don't understand what you do. So I am in the midst now of fine-tuning that which I do. Okay? So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And here's a little music for you. always have to remember that each day that we are blessed with, it is indeed a happy day. And as entrepreneurs, there are some times when we don't really see any happiness, you know, in what we are doing. So we need to always remember that we ought to be grateful for where we are and what we are doing, and be happy in whatever state we find ourselves, and know that we have the opportunity to changing whatever it is that we don't like. One of the other things that I am doing differently is to harness my internet relationships and to make sure that I have it so set up that I can take advantage of those numbers and I can add value to them and they can add value to you. Understanding the Contemporary Business, Business Essentials by Robert J. and Ricky W. Griffin. Ronald J. Ebert and Ricky W. Griffin. And they're talking about exploring the net. First, browse the site according to what interests you. Then, consider the following questions. In what ways would a manager choose a company and conduct international business? Find this site useful. For example, among the wealth of data that can be accessed there, which information might be of practical use to a small manufacturer who is thinking about exporting his or her product to one or two markets? I want to remind you can call in at any time, 646-915-8166, so you can share and give me your insights. Right now, I am sharing some things that we can do differently, even if we are a very small company. And it's by utilizing the internet or exploring the things that are on the internet. Select one country in each of the following areas. They said Asia and the Pacific, Latin and South America, Russia and Eastern Europe. You can pick one market out of all of those. Find out as much as you can about the following in all three countries. Social and cultural factors affecting businesses. Economic factors affecting businesses. Legal and political difference affecting businesses. Find out as much as you can about the following all three countries. Briefly, review the book discussion of exploring and licensing. Identify two or three sites which might be especially relevant to someone considering these forms of international business. select one of the following sites. Go to marketing, finance, small business. Go to economy, statistics, government. Statistics, business law. Go to small business. On the site that you explore, that further information is available to the American business person who is interested in learning more about the global environment of business today. What is the limitation, if any, in a site which, inside such as this one? And the site is www.idbsu.edu, Coral, BUSINT. 1.htm. So, the agency that wants to be 100% sure. Learning objects. The purpose of this exercise is to help you appreciate the role played by government regulations in certain areas of the U.S. in business capacity. Understand some of the ways in which legal policies differ from country to country. Assess some of the ethical issues that face both U.S. business people and policies in markets, policymakers. Background information. Before a new medical product can be marketed in the U.S., it must be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Currently, the FDA has a backlog of 5,000 applications waiting for action. The average review lasts more than 6 months. The recent experience of their manufacturing companies suggests that Yankee ingenuity may be suffering from an overdose of regulatory fever. Both companies have run into obstacles in trying to gain approval for simple device that recording to many medical experts have potential to save lives. Album International, a Danish firm, manufactures a pump-like device developed by an American doctor that could increase revival rates among victims of cardiac arrest. Although the Album pump has been approved for us in numerous other countries, the FDA refused to allow experimental tests of the device here in the United States. Earl Wright Company of Decatur, Illinois, has developed a sensor pad, a simple inexpensive device designed to assist women detect early signs of breast cancer. The company has received permission to market the device in Canada and many other countries in Southeast Asia and Western Europe. In the United States, however, the FDA has made numerous requests for additional information and has denied approval. I'm sharing this because as entrepreneurs, we are so creative. And there are times when bureaucratic red tapes can contribute to us losing our creativity. Because they want so much and we give up. And I'm sharing this because one of the things that we will need to do differently is to expand where and how we do business. I am no longer just looking at 06776 area code, zip code to do business. I'm looking at the global platform and to see how I can attract them into what I'm doing and encourage them to do business with me. So for those of you who are developers, you may want to begin to look elsewhere. Find out what it is you are making and do some research and find out why you can create your product or develop your product create your product and sell it in other countries. And don't sit around and whine that you cannot get through here. I know someone who developed a product that you can use in your garage and all of that. And let me tell you something, that gentleman has invented this thing for how many years, and nothing has happened yet in this country. I have even recommended him to some people who I think might be able to help him to connect with some people. I had to get a sip off my tea to moisten my throat. So, you know, the things that we want to do differently can be so many different things. So let us just become creative, begin to look elsewhere, and just expand. And especially for those of us who are on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all of that, it has given us global presence. And we can develop a great network, and we can find people that we can collaborate on, because you can find balance to carry you through the things that you are not equipped to do. You can get people on that team who will help you to get that product up and running. And hey, you know, it's okay if later on your home country, which is the US, hopefully, will embrace what it is you invent and see the advantage of it and give the approval for it to happen. But so long as you can get approval in other countries, I would say let's go for it. Let us go for it and don't sit around and wait. You know, we have to keep going, keep fresh, keep doing something different. I mean, what makes us stand out in what we do? You know, we don't have to keep watching the competition. I think it's more to our advantage to keep making that which we have better, making it better. And so long as we can make it better, we are going to be standing out in the marketplace. Everybody will want to do business with us. So if you are just joining, we are talking about, as an entrepreneur, if you ever felt like giving up, or, and why are you in business? What are you doing differently to attract customers and clients?
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166 and let's hear from you. What are you doing differently that's helping you to attract customers? And, you know, when you felt like throwing in the towel and quitting, what have you done? And why are you still in business? And I just shared some of my reasons, some of the many reasons that I am in business. I love people. I love to help them transform their lives. I love to see them reinvent their life. And speaking about reinventing your life, I am in the process of setting up a 5-week training, and it's going to be around reinventing your life and recommitting to your best, because all of us needs to do that. All of us needs to do that. Well, good morning, caller. Your last three digits are 7968. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Sandy, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Miss Sandy. How are you?
Absolutely great this morning. Absolutely great.
I take it you are an entrepreneur and business owner?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we have some very important questions this morning that I am posing to entrepreneurs. And the first one is, as an entrepreneur, have you ever felt like giving up?
Absolutely not, because an entrepreneur, to me, is exactly what it says, your own personal self. You're putting your own personal self into this project, and there's no turning around. You have to make the adjustments. If you feel that things are not going wrong,
right,
the adjustment. That's why in the beginning you have certain steps that you must follow, so that if you get edgy, you go right back to the plan.
And I am so happy that you're on and you share that part, because I'm going to be honest to you, there have been times, and earlier in my career, where I questioned myself about whether I was going to continue for the long haul. And I want to tell you the reason why that was happening. I was opening up and exposing my situation to people who did not understand. And because as I sit back now, hindsight showed me that they did not understand, and the best they could do is to tell you, but why don't you get a real job with real benefits?
Wow.
You know, but I am so thankful, Sandy, that we can be here this morning to have this conversation.
Yes.
That not only I did not quit, I learned to close my mouth. And as I said to one person, I was having an interview with one day, I have learned not to feed pigs on my china, now my crystal. And
okay. That
I developed because I realized when I was telling these people who did not understand about why I'm in what I'm doing, why am I doing X, Y, and Z, that's exactly what I was doing. I went in my china cabinet and I put a place with china and crystal down to the pigs who don't understand. Pigs are accustomed to be fed in a wooden trough. And so when they trample with their feet and everything, and when they push each other to grab more food, that wood is sturdy and it's not going to shatter into pieces. So it is still there. The mud and everything, it is still standing. But you couldn't do that with crystal and china. You know, so and that's what I look on that for. So I'm glad that you came on and to put a different spin on what entrepreneurship really means and the durability that we are supposed to maintain.
Right, absolutely. And if I can make up one other point.
Yes, please.
When we get started as entrepreneurs, it's our dream.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is that you have to understand whose dream it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
it's our dream or my dream, we cannot expect other people to appreciate that dream. And what happens, you get distracted because people are telling you, well, of course, don't quit your day job, but that's something that you, as the entrepreneur, have to figure out. Can't ask
mm-hmm.
anybody about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if it's your dream, then you make the dream what you want it to be. And you
that's
have
right.
to do the things it takes to make the dream a real dream for you.
That's right. And, you know, you said something that's very powerful now, because there are times, too, when we have our own dreams. And, like, for example, let's use both of us.
Right.
I have my dream and you have your dream.
Right.
We need to be fully aware of what each of our dreams are.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that you and I cannot network or collaborate. However,
right.
I should not try to have you forfeit your dream to help me manifest mine. We ought to be able to independently support each other's dream and add value to manifestation.
Yes. I didn't lose you.
Pardon me?
Oh, okay. I dropped. I hope I didn't lose you. Absolutely right.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. so when we have people that are telling us that, so I call them distractions. They don't understand, or that's why, again, too,
mm-hmm.
you need to thoroughly understand what it is that you're doing, because the dream fades when people come in and start telling you things that are distracting.
Yes, 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 yes. Wonderful. What are some of the reasons you are still in business, Sandy?
Well,
first, I should probably ask you, how long have you been in business? And then you can follow up with why you are still in business, because you sound very solid where you are.
Well, a few things happen. The first dream that you have, and you're really gung-ho with it, sometimes things don't work the way you want them to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not mean that you close up shop and completely forget your entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
So this business that I'm in, it's a sister group, and it's a health and wellness organization, is probably my third business. Just as anxious, just as ready to go, very thorough about my knowledge about what I want to do, and the entrepreneurial spirit is still there. So it has nothing to do with if the first project doesn't work, you quit and go, sit in the closet someplace.
Mm-hmm.
That only means that the energy is still there, the ideas are still there, and you move right into the next energy that you feel is going to take you where you want to be.
And the belief in you is still there.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what the surroundings look like and whatever situation is used, is trying to distract you, your belief has to be solid in you.
Solid as a rock. Right.
Yes, because, you know, I know, and I am sure you probably know too, a lot of times you don't start to get the support from others until you are already soaring. All those naysayers come to tell you, oh, girl, I always know you was going to be good.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And key, your family is a key proponent for those who are telling you don't give you the support you think that you should get from your family.
Right.
Some families are very, very supportive and they understand, and some families are not. But because it's the families that are not doesn't mean that you just feel sad about that. Everybody has a right to feel exactly how they feel about whatever it is they feel about it. So if it's your business and your family doesn't jump off and run around the block with you, you still love them, but you move to the next station.
And that's more the reason to point us back to that first point you made, that the dream is yours.
Right.
It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours.
Absolutely.
You know? And I think that's the reason why, because our families are protective of us and all of us, and they love us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want people to think that because they don't support your business is because they don't love you. They love you, and that's why.
Exactly.
They don't want you to do that.
Right.
But you got to love you more than they love you to invest in you, get the education you need, get the mentorship you need. There are always people who have done it before you. So we don't always have to try and reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, you know, and it's exciting to be an entrepreneur because you learn about your own skills. You learn how powerful you really are. You learn that you can accomplish certain goals that you maybe didn't think that you could accomplish. It's very exciting. Then you get into a whole network of other people who are entrepreneurs, and you do networking, and you talk, and you get cars, and you pass your cars. You find out what other people are doing. It's a very exciting interest over and above what money you might make or the success of what your project. But in itself, it's a very exciting process, being an entrepreneur.
You know, when
all
I
do it.
Yeah. This morning when I answered the question about for myself about why I was still in business, I realized that one of the top reasons I'm in business, other than making money and all of that, is the fact that the work I do and the business I do is healing. I love to see people reinvent who they are.
Right.
I enjoy seeing people succeed over their adversities and can triumph.
Right.
So
right.
For example, people who have attended my retreats and everything, they can tell you, at the end of my retreat, I can never, if it's time for me to leave, I can never go in my car and drive away. I am on a high, and I have to settle myself and it's kind of unwind and to just come back down to my normal, you know, level of feeling where I am supposed to be. And I know for each and every one of us, we have different things in our business that give us a high. I had an aha epiphany last night, Sandy.
Yes.
I was, I'm on Facebook, and I was on there reading through different posts that some of my friends posted. And a lady posted a diagram that has a lot of nines in it. However, somewhere in the diagram was an eight. And she said, before you can share.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Before you can share that post to somebody else, you ought to find, the eight.
Right.
You have to find the eight. And as I found the eight, I had that aha epiphany that as I saw the eight and put my browser over it, I realized that that eight was me. Because as I look on the different things that I am doing with people, I am networking, I am doing this and I am doing that, I said, oh my heavens, all the organizations that I am networking with or doing things with, I am the eight. However, as the eight, I am still powerful and strong and stand out. And I add value. And I put that on the page as I put that. Because we are always, always learning about who we are.
Right, exactly true.
Always learning about who we are. So what are some of the things that you are doing differently to attract customers?
Well, I always go over my marketing plan. That's a very important part of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Review your marketing plan, review your customers, review yourself, how you make your presentation. One very good thing, I think, is what you're doing. Talking to people over the phone or over the internet or connecting with people, because one of the important things I feel is how you present yourself and your business to other people. And you don't know that unless you have somebody that's clearly listening and somebody that can clearly assess how you're presenting what you want to present. So it's very important to have someone to assess how you look, how your business looks, how you present yourself, and then you can see that. And I think you have a TV show in which something like that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
They can see
mm-hmm.
how they look. They can see how they talk. They can see what makes them happy when they're making that presentation to other people. So one of the most important steps is to have that done, because oftentimes we get excited about our business, and when somebody asks what the business is, it's difficult for us to articulate what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a practice thing. You have to practice what it is. You have to practice what the words are. You have to practice what the meaning is. And you need to have that presentation that you can look at, hopefully if you can help them, and give them a DVD of maybe one or two or three stages of the beginning process.
Mm-hmm.
How they look on the first and how they look, and then be ready to make that presentation to their potential customer. It's not getting your idea and running out and selling it. is getting the idea, formulating it, getting comfortable with it, and then following up with getting your customers. That's what I have seen.
I love what you're saying, because a lot of entrepreneurs, I don't think they have a marketing plan.
We
as entrepreneurs need to begin to see the bigger picture.
Right, exactly.
You know, so that's great insight that you just gave us as entrepreneurs to begin to look into.
Right. Yes, very, very important, I feel.
Yeah. And what else are you doing differently?
What else am I doing differently?
Yes, that is attracting new customers and clients.
Well, I think one of the most important things, too, is to learn your product very well.
Mm-hmm.
You can attract customers, but the customers will be and stay with you as long as you make them feel comfortable that you are knowledgeable about your product.
So it's
always going back, making sure you know exactly what you're selling, look at new markets, always network. Network is a key factor. Always go to networks, find out about different organizations, join them if you can, find out what other people are doing. It's a learning process.
Yeah, and, you know, last week I was speaking to someone and I said, I don't want to just go to a meeting anymore. I want to make sure that whatever time I am investing is value added. Because a lot of times people are joining this and joining that and joining the other.
Right.
And, listen, man, if you're not careful, by the end of the year, you could have joined 20 or 30 more things.
Well, you have to have a little research also. You just don't run around.
Exactly.
You read and you try to figure out which is going to be the best similar type business and the similar type people that you're going to network with.
And, you know, it's important. We got to do our due diligence. It's either we do it before we turn up, or do it during the time when you are there, because there's a lot of times when you are not going to get everything you needed by being there, so you kind of have to do your due diligence.
That's true.
And
to make sure.
As a female entrepreneur, what gives you the zeal every day to say, I'm getting up and doing what I want to do?
Okay. And the question was, I'm sorry?
I'm saying, as a female entrepreneur, what gives you the zeal every day to get up and want to do more pertaining to your business?
Well, I think it's just exciting. You just, you know, it's exciting to feel that you're your own boss and you're making those decisions, and you may one day be able to hire people and have a global company one day. Global.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's interesting, because I didn't know prior to you calling if you were listening, because that was one of the things I was sharing with the listeners and giving and saying, we ought not to just look about doing business in our zip codes.
Right,
we must
right.
begin to look. And I was, I shared something from the book Business Essentials by Ronald J. Egbert and Ricky W. Griffin. And they were showing different products that different and instruments that different inventors invented.
Right.
And they have them being sold in Canada, in
right.
Asia, in Russia, in different countries. And yet, here in the U.S., they still cannot get the FDA approval to get it marketed here. So you know, as entrepreneurs, if you are not yet on the internet, you need to get busy and get there, because a lot of us need to depend on that and not get bogged down about what is happening here at home.
True, very true, very true. That's very true. But this has been very enlightening, Dr. Daphne, and I'm so happy that you took a moment out to invite me to speak with you.
Thank you so very much. And you are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And you took time out to call this morning, and you gave some very valuable pointers. I would want for you to give your contact information if you so desire. People who want to contact you to continue the conversation with you, because you are a wealth of knowledge and information for entrepreneurs. So please take the opportunity to do that if you so desire.
Okay, well, if anyone likes to call me, it's 718-208-9768. I'll give you that again, 718-208-9768. Or if they like to email me, they can email me at thecistagroup@aol.com.
Right. And your organization is a health organization. Especially if you're an entrepreneur, you have to be in peak health.
Absolutely.
In order to continue that legacy.
That's a premium right at the top of the list. But if anybody wants to call me, please call me. I've been anxiously awaiting their call.
Okay, thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you as well, and I'm just so thankful for the great work that you're doing.
Absolutely, too. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, very welcome. Yes, so that's amazing. I want to encourage other people to call in, 646-915-8166. You know, each and every one of us have our own ways of doing what it is that we do. However, we can always add value to the next person. Always add value. We can always learn from somebody else. This is what makes entrepreneurship so exciting, because as you know who you are, as you heard me share that quote at the beginning of the show about the ability to know who you are as a person. You know, a lot of times we concentrate on knowing others instead of knowing ourselves and knowing who we are. And you heard Sandy calling and share about, you know, looking about yourself, investing in yourself, you know, doing the due diligence and know what it is that you need to do to keep abreast of everything else that is happening out there. I want to tell you, we still have some time, and I can take some more call. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to hear from you what it is that keeps you in business. Have you ever felt as an entrepreneur to give up, to throw in the towel? What have you been doing differently in your business to help to attract customers and clients? You know, for me, every day when I get up and whatever I do, I am concentrating on paying it forward. I mean, somebody paid forward for me, and I want to pay it forward for somebody else. So in your business as an entrepreneur, are you paying it forward? Are you paying it forward? What are you doing to make something happen for somebody else? Empower yourself by removing self-blame and regret. Nobody in life escapes disappointment. Dwelling on them makes them worse. And this is from the book Believe in the Power of You by my friend and colleague Delores Presley. You know, yes, things happen, but what we got to do, brush it off and move on. Break your bad pattern. If you know you have a self-sabotaging pattern, then identify it and find the professional help you need to fix it. Recognize the pattern is as it's at least half of the battle. You know, we can always reinvent who we are. Thank your enemies. Those who have hurt or harmed you in the past are actually your teachers. Thank them in your heart for the lesson they have taught you and move on. You know, there's always a lesson in that sabotage. So don't dwell on it. Embrace it and learn the lesson and move on. Get rid of dead wood. If there are people, situation or behaviors in your life that are disempowering you, such as an addiction or a violent spouse, remove these elements so that you can move forward and sound personal foundation. You know, you heard us talk about the relatives who sometimes you think are going to support you. I know, for example, as during my years as a Mary Kay consultant / director, I've had many consultants who came into the business because they had a large family, and they think that their family would keep them in business. And no, you got to realize some of them you are going to be lucky if they purchase a bottle of perfume or a tube of lipstick from you. So don't get bent out of shape when that doesn't happen. So you work on building your business outside. And when they realize that you're building the business outside of the family, then they're going to be coming on board to help support you in what you're doing. Forget the past. It is one thing to learn from your lessons, but living in the past is just a way of putting off empowering yourself in the present. Learn from the lessons. You know, embrace the adversity and take advantages of the lesson from there. Don't see yourself as a victim. If you perceive yourself as a victim, others will too. Furthermore, you will likely create more situations in which you are a victim simply because your anxiety will be obvious and unpleasant to others. So be a victor, not a victim. Every day that we wake up and put on the entrepreneurial hat, there are going to be situations that comes into our life that is not what we had planned for. However, identify it, see what you can do with it, break it into parts. So, you know, for me, there are certain headings that I put certain things on. You can look on your situation and see what headings you can fit them under so that you can work on them, with them, and through them. Others resist change. As you make the moves to empower yourself, others may try to disempower you, as it is less convenient for them to see you independent. Realize that this is a temporary inconvenience that may be unpleasant emotionally, but that it must be done if you are to change your role from powerless to powerful. It is all in your control. Don't give away your power. Remember, do not give away your power. If you give away your power, you are giving away control. Don't tolerate shame based on behavior. Don't tolerate emotional blackmail, sarcasm, or shaming or blaming in yourself or in others. Be honest with yourself and others and stay away from manipulative behavior. You know, when you can look in the mirror and tell yourself the truth about you, because remember, nobody knows you as you knows you. You are more fully acquainted with yourself. You are more intimate with yourself. So do not allow anyone to take that from you. So when you know the truth about you, you can tell you the truth, and any other manipulative situation that anybody comes with to try and blackmail you, they have not succeeded, because you already know who you are and you can stand the test of time based on that. No, you can transcend statistics. Empower yourself by staying away from negative news or reports that say you can't do it. Know that just as many beat the odds as well as succumb to their belief in hopelessness. So if you think you can, you are already halfway there. Don't let anyone tell you what you can or cannot do. You know, you just need to check in with your creator and take it from there. All right. No man is an island. Be willing to empower yourself by accepting the help, friendship, and guidance of others who also want to see you do well. And that's where earlier on I was talking about mentoring, coaching, and all of those things. Get involved in that. You must invest in yourself. Set a goal. How many conferences pertaining to your industry you want to do each year? Because unless you keep refueling, and re-energizing yourself, before long, you are going to be depleted. So don't reach to the stage where you are depleted and burnt out. Keep refueling and keep giving to yourself. Don't procrastinate. It is easy to hide from yourself, either by acting like a mantra or creating excuse as a martyr, or excuses, than it is to take at least one small step a day to better your situation. Don't fear failure and move forward. Don't make excuses for yourself. Some of the most powerful people in the world have had childhood poverty, illnesses, and other life setbacks, bad childhoods. I ignore Now, ignore your own excuses and learn from the life path of someone who has transcended great odds. You can always make it. Only you can define you. Don't let others define you, who you are. Replace negative viewpoints with positive statements about yourself. Remember, you had the privilege of knowing, you had the real privilege of knowing who you are. And we want you to concentrate on that. Know that you deserve the best at all times. Be independent. Resolve to be independent of others emotionally and financially. Power is freedom from the interference of others because you somehow owe them. Ain't that the truth? Put yourself first. You can help. You can't help anyone else unless you can help yourself first. Put others' problems before yours. Disempower you and empower them. Get rid of shame and guilt. Shame and guilt are useful feelings for learning how to break a bad pattern. Once experienced, they should be discarded and replaced by self-forgiveness and willingness to make amends and a resolve to change your life for the better. The universal support growth. Believe that the universe is benevolent rather than a place that creates stagnant situation for which there is no solution. Know that nature wants you to heal and to grow. Give others what you want. This is one of the most powerful spiritual acts that you can do to effect positive change. It stimulates the circulation of positive energy in your life. Make your own miracles. Realize that in the end, what happens all boils down to you and not necessarily just luck, money, or social placement. Visualize and name your best outcome. See your potential, label it in your mind, and then name it. Naming it makes it real. Naming it makes it real. So, I just pray that this segment helps you to assess and evaluate yourself as an entrepreneur and to be able to enter into the life of someone where you can begin to add value. Not because you are manipulated into the situation, but because you see it that you can add value. I encourage you to mark the show favorite. I want you to visit us on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. Facebook, we have Dynamic Daphne. We have Daphne. Facebook.com Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Please stop by there and like our fan page and subscribe to our list. And also send us, inbox us any testimony that you have about the show and whether or not it has helped you. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday evening and also on Wednesday again, when I am waiting to confirm some amazing guests who will really be having a lot of insight to add to that which you are doing. And as always, we are looking for some quality men and women to help us on both the TV and the radio shows. So if you have any interest, email me and I will tell you how we can connect and give you more information about the details of what we are looking for you to do. Again, mark the show favorite, become a friend so you can be kept informed of all the things that you are doing. And, you know, if you want to reach out to me to talk to me about any of my programs or product, you can reach me on 203-885-5093, or you can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And I will be more than happy to get back in touch with you. And I tell you to go join my, subscribe to my Facebook list so you can be kept informed about the programs that I will be launching in the very, very near future. I pray that you find some blessings today. I pray that you got enough information to go out and to begin to create your own miracles. Your miracles are there waiting for you to take a grab hold of them. I look forward to hearing from you about what it is you are doing in your business. I encourage you that if you have an empowering, unique story, I want for you to inbox me so we can set up an appointment to talk about your story and we can have you share your story with the world. Because when you come here on the A New Day show, that's exactly what you're doing. We have over 30,000 plus regular listeners from all over the world. So we are not small potatoes. So your story will be heard all over the world. I thank you again for your support and I look forward to seeing you again on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Know that you are created for a destiny. Don't allow the situation and the circumstances in your life to derail you and to discourage you. Thank you and have a blessed, blessed rest of the week.
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with his name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with his name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.